with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Five-term Senate Democrat Dick Durbin has announced he won't seek re-election next year. Bob Agnew reports.
Durbin made the announcement on X, writing that I truly love the job of being United States Senator, but in my heart I know it's time to pass the torch. Durbin was first elected to the Senate in 1996. He served as Senate Democratic Whip since 2005. He is the fourth Democrat to announce they won't be running in 2026. The others include Senators Gary Peters of Michigan, Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire, and Tina Smith of Minnesota. Bob Agnew reporting.
An overnight Israeli strike reportedly kills more than 20 people at a school-turned-shelter in Gaza City.
There's been no immediate Israeli comment on the strike in Gaza City. The military says it only targets militants and blames civilian deaths from Hamas because its fighters are embedded in densely populated areas, it says. Meanwhile, France, Germany and Britain say Israel's seven-week-old blockade on all imports to Gaza was intolerable. In another development, Arab mediators say they're working on a proposal to end the war with Hamas that would include a 5 to 7 year truce and the release of all remaining hostages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking with reporters, Vice President J.D. Vance says it's time for Russia and Ukraine to agree on the U.S. proposal.
It's now time, I think, to take, if not the final step, one of the final steps, which is at a broad level, the party saying, we're going to stop the killing. We're going to freeze the territorial lines at some level close to where they are today.
Ukrainian President Zelensky refused to cede any territory to Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 419 points. The Nasdaq rose 407. The S&P 500 advanced 88. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Myanmar.
The giant Christian relief agency is operating an emergency field hospital to treat victims of the March 28th earthquake that killed more than 5,000 people. The 60-bed hospital is full to capacity, with more than 1,000 surgeries having been performed. A spokesman for Samaritan's Purse says the objective is simple. Quote, we're here to save lives, to reduce suffering, and to share hope, the hope of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
80 years after the Holocaust, more than 200,000 Jewish survivors are still alive, but according to a new study, 70% of them will be gone within the next 10 years. Currently, the survivors' median age is 87, and more than 1,400 of them are over 100 years old. Within 15 years, 90% of those concentration camp survivors will pass away. This is SRN News. It seems more Americans are hungry for something beyond light bedtime reading these days.
Sales of book editions of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution have surged to record highs since President Trump began his second term. Random House plans to publish new volumes of the Declaration and the Constitution, as well as the Federalist Papers. The Random House volumes, released through its Modern Library imprint, will join a prolific market that has surged in recent months. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A set of the first four editions of William Shakespeare's collected works is expected to sell for up to $6 million at auction next month. The sale will take place on Shakespeare's 461st birthday. That includes the first editions of Macbeth, The Tempest, and The Twelfth Night. More details at srnnews.com.